lawyer. We're all here that's going to be able to make it today. Yes, sir.
Okay, I call a meeting to order at 12:01, and Graham, call the roll.
All right. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Scheel will not be able to join us. Mayor Houston?
Here.
And Mr. Growl? Here. Great.
All right.
We have a quorum.
Graham, did we have any public comments?
We do not.
Chair would move to approve the minutes of the regular administrative committee meeting held November 13th, 2019. Do I have a second?
Yes, you do.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approved. Let's get to the meat of the thing. D2 is discussion of possible recommendation to the Board of Directors regarding the budget for salary adjustments for fiscal year 2021. Graham, run that down for us.
Sure. So a few things as we get started here. I've done it a little bit differently this year. Last year we had our employees, and then I did projections at a 2%, 3%, and 4% increases. I'm suggesting something a little bit different this year, and kind of let me walk through that a minute. We are on the precipice of hiring an operator that will start in mid-June. The offer's been extended. He's notified his current place of work, so we expect him to start on June 12th. And then we are hoping still to get a part-time bookkeeper on this year. With Crystal Clear, they've been, interviewing, or at least had an interview this week with a position. We talked about sharing that bookkeeper position with Crystal Clear. And so maybe that'll come to fruition. If not, we'll need to work to still get a part-time bookkeeper on this year. So I don't expect to get those positions on. I don't expect we'll have any other new positions that we would hire in the next fiscal year in 2021. So what I've accounted for here is a modest 1% adjustment for the new hires, for the operator, and for the bookkeeping position, because they're going to be hired late in the year. So I don't see a reason to make much of an adjustment there. I would suggest that, especially with everything that's going on with the pandemic, that my salary not be adjusted this year, that we hold it where it is. There's a lot of people that are suffering a lot. We're fortunate to be where we're at. And so I would suggest we just hold that without an increase for myself. And then the other employee is Jason, and I'd like to move him into our director of operations role, which is actually a promotion into a role that we've had identified on our org chart and would come with a raise. And so that's what I've accounted for within the budget that you see here are those few changes.
What's Jason's current title?
He is project coordinator.
And did your staffing plan always include a director of operations?
It did. When we started with project coordinator, I left it as very broad. I wasn't sure what type of candidates we might get. It could be somebody more from an operational background, or it could have been somebody that's a little bit more of a planning background. And so I feel very fortunate that we got Jason, who's a Class A operator and comes from a strong water treatment background. It's been very helpful in our development. And so once he came on board, and he's been here almost 2 years now, it's made sense to move him into that director of operations role as we start to hire staff and really have facilities to operate.
Okay, and you wouldn't refill his position, so it's just a promotion, not a new.
That's correct.
We
have in our chart at some point in time, maybe 10 years down the road, that we may have kind of another project coordinator come in, but I don't see the need for that any time in the near future for us.
I have a question, and that is, remember, I come from 33 years in the university and government and whatever. Generally there, you're not a director unless you have multiple people to supervise. Who would he be supervising?
He'd be supervising the operator, daily over the operator. And then as we add more operations staff, in the coming years, not this next fiscal year, but beyond that, we'll have a number of other operators for the system. They would all report under Jason as the director of operations.
So is the position considered exempt or non-exempt because of that question?
They are still an exempt position. As a project coordinator, it's the same as he is now. So they it's an exempt position. That part does not change.
I'm assuming a lot of his job duties for the project coordinator would roll over into the new position as well.
That's correct.
Yeah, without a bunch of people, I'm more comfortable with a coordinator or manager title. I guess I wouldn't oppose the director, but it just seems like I don't know. Mike, do y'all have in the smaller water operations, do you have directors who only have one person reporting to them?
We do have a director of communications in UTA, and it's just the department of one right now, but we intend to grow it.
Yeah.
We don't have a director, but I understand that as you're going to grow, it will become that. It may not be technically right now, but I get it. Then we don't have to worry about changing the title later on. And to me, titles have never been tied to anything other than a title.
Okay. San Marcos is not doing pay increases this year. I'm not sure why we would do a pay increase for new hires who would not have even been here, well, the one be here about 6 months. So I would not be able to publicly support that when San Marcos isn't doing it, except for our meet and confer contract with our police and firefighters. I don't get why we're doing a raise after 6 months. And I couldn't support it anyway.
No, I understand that. And like I said, I had it at 1%, just a nominal raise. So I'd be fine if we don't make that adjustment.
Well, I don't mind if they get hired in at a, when I went to work for State Bank in 1976, I got hired in at $400 a month. And after 3 months, I got a $10 raise just because that's what they did after 3 months. I wouldn't mind something if it was a, hey, you're doing good and we're going to keep you. And so you get something as just because we're going to keep you. But to call it a raise right now and these times, I think that that's not a good thing for us to do. If it's a pay adjustment because we're keeping them, because they were kind of, you know, you kind of got that temporary probation thing the first few months, then you decide to keep them, you get a bump up. I can do that, but to just say it's a raise, like, you know, we're not doing it in San Marcos, I'm having trouble with that. Does that make sense?
It does to me. I was going to suggest that in our organization at Crystal Clear, we do not do cost of livings. We do merit salary increases, or we have a line item called merit bonuses. And in my mind, I would put that 1% merit bonus that says you've been on board now for 3 or 6 months and you're doing good, and I want to keep you on board and I want to say thank you, and here's a merit bonus. And that's generally what we do in December, because it can't do what do they call them? They can't do Christmas bonuses under SUD law, so they have to be merit-based, and so ours is merit bonuses, and that's where I would put that 1%, and do like Jane suggested, you know, it's kind of an attaboy for you done good, we're going to keep you on board, and we want to retain you.
Yeah, that's where I am. I'm not sure that the 1% is really any more than, like what you say, an attaboy, because it's not going to be a lot of money. But it is a signal to the employee that we have confidence in you and want you to stay, and I understand that's important.
So do it as a one-time lump sum payment as opposed to an ongoing
bonus. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I I'm comfortable with that, and not make it obligatory. I mean, we'd obviously make sure that the employee is performing and serving, and not just an automatic.
Yeah, we have people that, based upon their performance evaluation, some people got, you know, their merit bonuses around Christmas time, and some people that didn't do too well didn't get it. It was purely merit based, and it was supported by an actual evaluation.
I wanted to go back. Sorry, I didn't have this pulled up before, but this was what we looked at late last year in 2019 in terms of our draft organizational chart. And at that time, we had planned on the director of operations position. You could start to see them below that position, the number of operators and maintenance staff that will, as we grow over the next few years, will report to that position.
And I absolutely agree. When you've got that many people, that is clearly a director position. No two ways about it.
Okay, I'm hearing. Go ahead.
I just want to continue to have the budget reflect that you you have tools to reward and retain the people.
Yeah. And Graham, thank you for offering to skip you this year. That was gracious of you, and I don't want that to go unnoticed and unthanked today. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
In light of the discussion to do just a one-time payment, would we want to consider that for Graham as well?
Yeah.
I could, yeah.
I appreciate that sentiment, but there's so many other people that are suffering more this year, and I know it's going to be tight on many of the utilities as well. And while any adjustment would be a very small change to any of those budgets, I would prefer not to have that this year.
Okay, thank you. Are there any benefits changes that we need to look at?
I don't believe so. I think we're in good stead with all of our benefits, both okay. Myself and for our employees. I think we've set up a good
Okay.
Good position.
Okay. Just a question that I had to ask, and thanks for that, for a comforting answer.
How much are you budgeting for this new operator? That's an hourly position.
It is an hourly position. We've got them at $24 an hour is what I've got plugged in at this point. They're going to come in slightly less than that based on what we've offered and accepted.
Good. I was going to say, you got to be north of 20 or you're not even going to get anybody worth having.
Yeah. And we do have that projected for 40 hours a week, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, 20 years ago, that wouldn't even need to be asked, but there's so many places now that they're hiring people, but yet they're not hiring them full time.
Yeah.
And in future years, there'll be some overtime associated with that work as we really get into operations and different things that we'll be planning for. But yes, we've got the minimum of 40 hours a week right now.
Okay. Yeah, when I worked at Northlake College, they did a 7.5-hour day, which was great, but they would list jobs as the hourly rate and say it was full-time, and a lot of people got there and got their first paycheck and finally started dawning on them, wait a minute, this isn't 40 hours a week, and it didn't go over well with everybody, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Any other questions from the committee members on this? I think we're ready to have a motion to make a recommendation to the board.
If this attachment A reflects all the stuff that we've just talked about, I'll make that motion.
I will say this, I would like to pull out, make a line item for one-time merit payments. And so we've got that categorized separately.
So sure.
I'll make that adjustment.
But it's not going to change the bottom line on the numbers, is it?
No, it will not.
Then let's do that. And that I would second that recommendation.
y'all decide.
No. I think, Graham, you got a recommendation to take to the board.
I do. Thank you all very much for that. Mike, I know you had other questions. Hopefully you saw my responses. And that,
that answered all of them for me, Graham. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything that committee members want to bring up on a future agenda?
I'm good. I've got other questions, but they're not on this agenda, so I'm okay. When will we look at contracts for lobbyists because next year is a legislative year? Have we already committed for this next legislative session?
We are not. Those will come back in September. I tend to send out the reviews to score and see if everybody's happy with our current consultant in late July, first part of August. And then any contracts, though, for the next fiscal year for our attorney, for our lobbyist, and when we've done it for PR, those have come back in September. Obviously, we just have selected a public relations firm, and so I expect we'll bring that contract back to the board here in June. So we may want to do that one as a 15 or 16 month contract instead of re-upping it again in September. But otherwise, they might come back in September.
Okay.
So would you be comfortable bringing this committee your assessment and opinions on those contracts and say in August so that we can make a recommendation for the September board?
I have no problem sharing my recommendation whatsoever and my opinions on their services. I'm doing that. Historically, we really haven't had the admin committee in place long enough to that part of our process, but that's the adjustment we want to make. We can certainly have that happen.
I'm sorry, Graham, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you and Mike both. Mike cuts out a little bit on my audio. What was that last topic?
Oh, I thought we should review with Graham these contracts in August so that we can make a recommendation to the board in September.
I agree.
Graham, I think to be,
yeah, I'm fine with that. What I'd suggest is that I'll put an item on June's board meeting to delegate that responsibility to the admin committee, because I don't think that's one we specifically enumerated when the admin committee was set up. But we'll do that so it's clear and make that work. I'm comfortable with it 100%.
But we would only be recommending back to the board. We're just kind of adding a stage. We're not replacing anything.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. I don't think you meant that we would be doing it instead of the board, did you?
No.
Okay, no. Yes, we're recommending to the board. Okay.
It just kind of takes some of the grunt work off the whole board as a whole, and it's clearly something that I think an administrative committee can handle and work with the general manager or the executive director to make happen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about, Graham?
No, sir. Not for me.
I'm good.
Eric,
I'm good.
Micah?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, then